Cattle Facts predicts higher cattle prices in 2013. Hello, I'm Ken Anderson with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Fed cattle prices are expected to average $126 in 2013, with a range of $114 to $138. Cattle Facts senior analyst Kevin Good made that prediction at the recent cattle industry convention in Tampa, Florida.
Last year we averaged 123. So that's a 2.5% increase in price. We think wholesale values are going to be up close to 4. We think retail values are going to be up close to 4. So you can see the margin shift between Fed and wholesale in particular. You can see what a normal range would be if you averaged 126. In a normal year, from a high to low, that would put you at the low at 114, the high at 138. What did we do last year? Last year we averaged 123, our high is 130, and our low is 112, practical low. We think we probably do have a little bit tighter range than what's illustrated here. But we also want to illustrate that $300 spread from high to low, there's a lot of equity at risk, isn't there? A lot of equity. And also let's recognize, as we think about the Fed market, if we're going to average 126, where's the futures market been really for the last couple of months? Pretty much most of those out front months for 2013 have been averaging on top of 130, haven't they? Have we ever sold Fed cattle above 130 on a practical basis in the U.S.? Never have we. 130 stopped us last year. And so as we think about our expectations for 2013, let's recognize that we have to step back as an industry and look at the supply, look at the demand, and not be overwhelmed by the emotion that we have because we've got $1.35 break-evens or $1.40 break-evens. Just because we've got break-evens there doesn't mean the Fed market has to or will get there. We have to be more realistic as we think about the market, even though we are expecting the market to average higher for the year. Let's use this and kind of talk about the other categories of cattle. 126 for Fed cattle. If we're right in assuming that corn values will dissipate, especially in the second half of the year, it would put your yearling value 7.5 weight steer on an annual basis at 155. That's a 5% improvement compared to this past year. It put calf values around 175, and that's a 5% improvement compared to this past year. We all recognize if we have a bumper crop and corn goes to $3 or $4, the top side's unlimited in yearlings and calves. We recognize that. But we've got to come up with something as a benchmark to look at, and this is the most logical if you look at it from a long-term perspective.
Market analyst Kevin Good of Cattle Facts. That's Managing for Profit on Brownfield, Ag News for America.